Be seated.
耶利米书说，我们所拜的神是又真又活的神。
The book of Jeremiah says the God that we worship in is a real and living God.
那为什么圣经要说他是活的神？
So why does the Bible say that he is a living God?
活就是表示他对人是有互动的关系。
And living to the human beings means that there is a movement and mobility in God.
我们拜他，他会有一个回应。
And when we worship him, he will have a reaction toward us.
那这个回应就是我们的体验。
And this reaction toward us is part of our experience and encouragement toward us.
信仰需要体验，我们信仰才会有力量。
So faith needs to have experience in order to have power.
信仰需要体验，信仰才会活泼。
Faith needs to have this experience in order to be living.
有很多第二代的信仰，不是他不认识神，是没有体验。
Many of those of the second generation have not experienced God fully.
你问他，你相信有神吗？我信。
And if you ask them, do you believe in God? And they say, I do.
因为他听很多圣经的道理。
That's because they've been conditioned to hear so many teachings of the Lord.
但是信心却没有办法火热。
And so then their faith is not able to be fired up.
因为没有体验。
Because there's no experience.
所以我们在灵恩会啊，就是要体验神。
During spiritual convocation, we need to experience God.
那这个体验神就是通过我们的祷告。
And to experience God can be gotten from prayer.
所以在灵恩会这个祷告是很重要的。
So in this spiritual convocation, prayer is very important.
我们看列王记上。
Let's look at First Kings.
列王记上的十八章。
First Kings chapter 18.
列王记上十七章这第一节。
First Kings chapter 17, verse 1.
提示比人以利亚对亚哈说，我指着永生的神起誓，这几年我若不祷告，就不降下雨来。这个地方在讲有三年的饥荒。
This here talks about a three-year famine.
所以到十八章第一节，过了许久，第三年，神的话临到以利亚。
So going on to 18 chapter 1, it is actually covered three years.
那因为饥荒没有东西啊，有好多的寡妇啊，因为好多男人都死了。
So that during this famine, there are many widows that have emerged because the husbands have died.
那以色列以利亚要祷告求雨。
So Elijah had to pray for rain.
在十八章四十一节开始。
And that is starting in 18 verse 41.
就是要求神的恩典降临。
That is to pray for God's grace to descend.
也就是要求他们对信仰有体验。
And so that is to pray upon the experience to upon the people.
那我们仔细看这些以色列百姓对神的态度。
And so we can see here the attitude of the Israelites.
为什么不下雨？因为他们拜偶像。
Why is it not raining? Is it because they are idolaters?
所以要求雨之前呢，以利亚要告诉他们一件事情。
So before pleading from God, Elijah had an announcement to the people.
我们看十八章，列王记上十八章。
Let's look at First Kings chapter 18.
二十节
，verse 20.
亚哈就差人去召以色列众人和先知都相加密山。二十一节
，verse 21.
以利亚前来对众民说：“你们心持两意，要到几时呢？”若耶和华是神，就应当顺从他；若巴利是神，就应顺从巴利。众民一言不答。这个以利亚就跟他们说明了。
So Elijah was explaining to them.
如果你们祖宗拜的是神，那你就要拜他，不要再拜巴利啊。
So if the Lord is God, follow him, and then do not follow Baal anymore.
那如果巴利是神，那你就是顺从巴利啊。
But Baal is God, then you follow him.
但是以利亚这样跟他说明，大家一言不答。
So in this way he explained, the people answered with not a word.
就是他不愿意做选择。
Because they're not willing to make a solid decision.
这个选择很难。
And a decision is hard.
因为当时的说这个文化啊，就是拜巴利。
Because the culture of that time was to worship Baal.
那你不拜巴利，你就在当时被孤立了。
And if you do not worship Baal at that time, then you are almost against the society at the time.
那如果我拜巴利不拜神
，And if you worship Baal and not God,
那他们又心又不安呐、啊。
And then their hearts are not steady.
所以他就不做选择。
So then they are not able to make a solid decision.
今天有时候我们在信仰上，我们也真的不愿意做选择。
And in our spiritual lives, we also are not willing to make a decision.
脚踏两只船。
It's like our feet are in two boats.
有很多世界的娱乐也真的不错。
And there's so much entertainment that is definitely good in this world.
但是那些娱乐有时候真的会使我们跟神的关系越来越疏远。
But they actually cause us to there to be a chasm between us and God.
不愿意做选择。
And so we're not willing to make a decision.
那后来他们真的回归向神。
And then later, eventually, that they return to God.
是因为以利亚祷告，天降火下来。
And that is because Elijah prayed and fire came down.
我们看三十七节。
Let's look at chapter 37.
神啊，求你应允我，应允我啊，使这民知道你是神，又知道你叫这民的心回转。
Verse 37, rather.
三十八节。
Verse 38.
于是神降火帅而烧尽燔祭的柴跟尘土，又烧干沟里的水，所以他这样祷告，神就降火下来。
So in this way he prayed, and fire descended.
那以利亚就求神哈，神就听他祷告。
Elijah pleaded before the Lord, and the Lord listened to his prayer.
那三十九节，大家看见就俯伏在说，耶和华是神。
And in 39, they saw that the Lord really is God.
看见就是神降火下来。
They saw, and that is when the fire descended.
这就是体验了。
And this is an experience.
那个看不见的神啊，他的从天上降火下来。
The unseeable, invisible God has now descended His presence.
所以他们信仰就改变了。
And then their faith changed.
所以今天呢，我们信仰要活泼，要有体验。
Today our faiths have to be living and through experience.
就是要通过祷告。
That is to go through the method of prayer.
而这个灵恩会的祷告真的很重要。
And the prayer and spiritual convocation is very important.
如果神降临在我们当中，我们信仰有体验了，我们灵会完，我们的信仰会更活泼，更有力量。
If God presents Himself down in this way, then our faiths will be evermore the living.
那以利亚为什么祷告这么有功效
？Why is there so much powerfulness and effectiveness in Elijah's prayer?
我想从整个十八章我们可以看得出来。
Then we can see actually in the entirety of chapter 18.
好，然后从雅各书也看得出来。
We can also see from the book of James.
好，我们看雅各书。
Let's look at the book of James.
雅各书的第五章。
Let's look at James chapter 5.
十六节。
Verse 16.
所以你们要彼此认罪，互相代求。使你们可以得着医治，一人祈祷所发的力量是大有功效的。圣经说，一人祈祷所发的力量是大有功效。
It says here, the effective fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much.
这个一人，什么是一人
？What is a righteous man?
一人就是在神面前行为完全的。
A righteous man is one that is perfect in the eyes of God.
可见。祷告如果达不到神面前，其中有一个原因就是我们的行为不够完全。
If the prayer cannot reach God's heart, then there's something inaccurate about our behavior.
也就是我们不义啊，我们有罪。
And that is because we are of sin.
那这个罪阻挡了我们跟神的关系。
And sin has caused there to be an abyss between us and God.
现在的人不喜欢听罪这个字。
Today, people do not like to hear the word sin.
但是当我们来到神面前，除非我们真的很认真来想到罪的问题，不然我们很难体验神。
And when we come into God, it helps us to really ponder upon the question of sin and then how our relationship with him.
那怎么办?
And what is to be the cause, or what should we do here?
所以16节说要彼此认罪互相代求。
It says here in 16 to confess your trespasses.
神有很多的恩典。
And that God has many blessings.
在我们祷告之前，第一个我们要求就是求神赦免我们的罪。
First thing when we pray, we should ask God to repent or forgive us of our sins.
我们要审查自己再归向神。
That is to examine ourselves when we are in front of Him.
所以圣经里面的每一次属灵上的复兴，大部分都是从认罪悔改开始。
And in the Bible, spiritual revival comes about from a period of repentance.
当这个神跟人的障碍拿掉，我们祷告可以达到神面前，那这样我们祷告就会有体验。When
we can eliminate this layer of sin, we can experience in our prayer.
所以祷告不只是一种声音，不总是一种外在的动作。 祷告是在神面前对自己一个很深刻的反省。
Prayer is not a sound or just an outer movement. It is a very deep spiritual experience of where we feel God.
然后在神面前很谦卑的求神赦免我。
And in front of God's presence to be repented and to be revived.
约翰一书说，如果我们说没有罪，神就说谎。
In John, it says that if there is no sin, then there is there is no lie.
我们看约翰一书。
Let's look at 1 John.
约翰一书。
1 John.
第一章。
1 John chapter 1.
第八节。
Verse 8.
约翰一书第一章第八节。
1 John chapter 1, verse 8. Verse 8. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us.
这个地方说，如果我们说没有罪，就是自欺。
If we say that we have no sin, then this is a sign of deceit.
为什么说自欺呢? 因为我们都有罪啊。
Why is this a deceit? It's because we simply do have sin in us.
那真理就不在我们心里。
And then the truth is not in us.
那为什么这样讲呢?
Why is it said in this manner?
因为真理就是标准。
Because truth is a standard.
我们在世界上到处跟人这样交往, 我们不会觉得有罪, 因为你有你的标准, 我有我的标准。
When we talk and interact with people of this world, our definitions of sin are different.
但是真理，这个标准进到我们里面，罪就出来了。But
the standard of the truth will manifest, and that's where we measure everything against.
那真理又是光。And
truth is light.
这个光照到我们里面，我们就看到自己。And
the light shines inward, and we see inside.
所以常常我们在听道理的时候，第一个感觉就是对自己的不义，有很深的感觉。
So many times when we listen to the words of God, we feel a very mysterious feeling in which the word is speaking to us.
就是我们有很多跟圣经讲的真的是不太一样。
And that is because we feel that we're not righteous, and then again, our lives seem to be very different from what the Bible preaches.
第九节。
Verse 9.
我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，公义必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。若我们要认自己的罪，那神就要赦免我们。
So we must come to confess our sins so that God will forgive us of our sins.
那这样我们祷告就会发生功效。
And then our prayer will have effectiveness.
好像祷告就好像在打电话。
And praying is like making a telephone call.
你打通了，你才可以求啊。
And when you have made that telephone call that is connected, then your prayer has been listened to.
那你没有打通，你一直求对方听不到。
And if you are not able to make that connection, then the other side cannot even hear you.
那我们祷告要跟神要通了，那你要求神就听。
So if you make that connection with God, He'll be able to listen to your prayer.
那怎么通?
How is it that you're able to get through to Him?
就是要审查自己。
That is intense examination of yourself.
然后回转向神。
And to return to God.
求神赦免我们的罪。
To ask Him to repent us of our sins.
这样祷告会通，通了，你再开始求。
So when we get through to Him, that is when we can start asking.
那这样祷告就会有体验。
And that is when prayer will have an experience to it.
所以我们现在一起来祷告。
So now we're going to kneel down and pray.
今天晚上还有布道会, 明天晚上还有布道会。
Tonight we're going to have a spiritual evangelical service, and so tomorrow as well.
感谢主，我们弟兄姊妹很努力地带慕道朋友来。
We really do thank God that our members here have been making such an effort to bring truth seekers.
求神开他们的心。
Let's ask God to open up their hearts so that they can understand the word.
让我们求主带领祝福，让我们联合会大家灵性能够复兴。
We ask God to guide us in the spiritual convocation to revive our faith.
所以我们最后要来祷告。
So now we're going to finally pray.
如果你要代祷，要按手的，要特别的祈求，都请我们到前面来。
If you have special prayer requests or like to come to the front, please kneel in the front.
我们一起来祈祷。
Let's now kneel down and pray.